again, everybody. It is day 9 of November Podcasting Month. My name is Adam. I am the Geeky Gay, and I am attempting this for the month of November. So you could see me on DI Plus, dubiousintent.com. And so I wanted to go ahead and I'm recording this early, but I'm going to have to edit it later tonight. But what I wanted to say is, so this morning I get up. And I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'm already late as I normally am because I don't know about everybody else. First of all, I'm a baby, and I hate going to bed at night, and I always have so much to do, and I hate it. I mean, I hate trying to get in bed. So normally I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, although here lately I've been so busy, especially with doing these podcasts every day, that I end up in the office area the whole time, and then I have to force myself to go to bed. And now what I have to do, I need to get one of those, like, I don't know, sound generating things, you know, that make like nature sounds or something like that. But normally because I like to fall asleep with a TV going or something like that, I take my iPad in the bedroom with me and I put it on to charge. But then I turn on a podcast that I've already listened to so I don't miss anything. But then that helps get me to sleep, but I still go to bed way too late. So I'm always really tired in the morning, and I have a hard time getting up, and my alarm can go off for an hour and I don't even hear it. So I need to come up with a bucket of water over the bed that, like, when the alarm goes off, it like triggers this bucket of water to like fall on my head or something. I think I'd be pretty pissed off though. Or maybe sex in the morning, although I don't know how I'm going to get a hookup to time it just right and come over. I'd have to leave the door unlocked too. I don't know if that's a good idea. But anyway, so in the mornings when I get up, I don't get up at a decent hour, like at all. Or I don't get up at the time I'm supposed to. So I have to set my alarm for like an hour ahead or earlier than what I really want to get up, which is ridiculous, but that's kind of what I have to do. And so this morning, as usual, I get up, my alarm starts going off at like 5:30, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming that's when it started going off, although I certainly wasn't awake at 5:30. And so I didn't wake up until like 6:30, and I'm supposed to be at work at 7. I mean, I guess luckily for me, no one is there, or a lot of people are not there. They don't come in until 8. And so no one knows if I'm there or not, you know, because... And I don't know, I haven't learned yet how much of an issue it is, you know, getting there on time, leaving on time, all that kind of stuff, because we don't clock in. I mean, I'm a salaried employee, but they do require you to work a certain number of hours per week. So I get up, I'm rushing to get ready. I have to take the dog over to the parents' house because they babysit her during the day. And so I get all that done. And I've gained weight, so I'm deciding, okay, I'm not going to eat breakfast. So as I'm in my car, I'm like deciding, okay, am I going to stop at Chick-fil-A? Because I really like those little chicken mini things. They're so good. Like, I really like biscuits, but for some reason, those little yeast rolls that they put those chicken nuggets on or whatever from Chick-fil-A are so good. And they're like dipped in butter or something. Anything dipped in butter, like Paula Deen says, is got to be good. You got to have like at least a stick of butter and everything. I am Southern. But anyway, so I'm deciding, you know, I'm running late. I really need to be on my diet today because I've gained weight. So am I going to eat, you know, am I going to stop and get chicken? I mean, chicken minis. So I'm literally at Chick-fil-A deciding whether or not I'm going to stop and get chicken minis. So I decided, no, I'm going to be strong. I'm not going to get chicken minis. So I drove past and I get to work. And getting to work in the morning for me, first of all, we don't have a parking garage. And we have probably, I would say, oh, I don't know, probably like 3,000 employees that work in my building alone. It's not a high-rise building. It's two buildings that look like warehouses that are like right next to each other, and they're connected in the middle. And one of them's three stories and one of them's two stories. And we don't have a parking garage. We have this huge, huge parking lot that looks like a parking lot you'd see at like a, I don't know, like a sporting event or, you know, like an arena or something like that. But it just stretches for like, it seems miles. And the later you get there in the day, the further out you have to park. And so it's like a nightmare because I'm getting there. I'm, trying to figure out, you know, where I'm going to park, which row am I going to be able to get on. I get out, I go in. Well, from that parking lot to the door that I need to go in seems like a mile to walk. And I'm really grumpy in the morning, so I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm walking really fast. I'm like trying to get up to the door. I go in, and then it never fails. I get behind freaking slow people that are going to the, and we just have these little aisles. I mean, once you get in the building and pass security, any of you that have worked corporate jobs, know about cubicles, but my desk is just one of these cubicles, right? And so you know about the sea of cubicles. But anyway, you go in and there are just these little aisles. So when you get somebody slow in front of you, then you really have to just, I mean, there's nothing you can do. There are people coming the other direction. You're going one direction. You have to just kind of take it. And so I have to just take it. I have to be behind these people and just go slow. So I'm so grumpy. And we're supposed to say hi to people. They have this 10-foot rule. Oh, when you're within 10 feet of people, you know, you're supposed to say hi. And you're supposed to be, you know, all that stuff. But so I'm just really grumpy. And I finally make it to my desk and get sat down after going through all that nightmare. It's just a nightmare. I hate mornings. I absolutely hate mornings. I'm always busy. I'm always running late. And I'm not cheerful. And I don't want to see people. I mean, I'm one of those people that I don't really like crowds anyway. And I know that that can be kind of typical in, you know, geeky people. We tend to be more introverted maybe sometimes, but I really don't like crowds. And so, you know, it's very, I don't know. I mean, I'm okay with crowds, but I just don't enjoy them. And so it's just, it was hard anyway to get in and get everything settled. And there's so many things I hate, though. I don't like meetings, but it's so hard for me to get up in the morning. So how about you guys? Like, do you have a ritual? Like, I didn't even mention what my ritual is. So in the morning when I get up, because I get up late constantly, you ever see those people that are, they get up early, they sit on their back deck, they have their coffee, they like watch the sun rise as like birds are chirping in the background. And like, it's all like fine and everything is wonderful in the world. And, you know, and they slowly wake up and yawn and read the newspaper and do all this stuff, you know, and then they saunter in, you know, and get in their nice big deep tub and take a soak and, you know, all of this stuff and get completely, you know, up. Or the people who get up like 2 hours early and they go work out. I mean, I'd be grumpy for that too, but they are awake, right? So they go and they do their run or whatever and they get that out of the way, and then they go back and they're all sweaty and worked up and they got the adrenaline flowing, and then they take their shower and get ready for work and all that. So I wish I could be one of those people. Like, and I've even done the whole getting up early to work out thing before. I can't imagine why you would want to get up early just to sit on the deck, because I'd rather be sleeping. But I mean, I guess it does sort of slowly wake you up, I guess. I don't know. But I've done the whole working out thing and I like getting it out of the way, but I dread it. And I don't know. I just have such a hard time in the mornings. I don't even, like, at night, I think one of the reasons I don't like to go to bed is because that means I'm going to have to get up soon. Because I don't remember my dreams. I know on Live It Up, they've been doing dream analysis recently. Daniel's been analyzing people's dreams. And I don't remember any of my dreams. Like, I don't remember any of that. So, I fall asleep. And literally, to me, it feels like I fall asleep and then I wake up. And that's it. So, I don't know. It's just a hard life. I mean, it really is a hard life. I mean, I know a lot of people have other things to deal with, but I really don't like getting my day started and I don't like going to bed. I wish I had a job. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm a night person for sure, but I don't know if it's that I'm a night person or it's that I don't. Like, if I was going to do something fun tomorrow, like something that I really love doing, I don't know if I'd still dread going to bed tonight. Maybe it's just because it's work in the morning, you know, that I don't want to go to bed the night before. So anyway, I'd like to hear what kind of what your rituals are. So I didn't even say my, damn it. I didn't even say my ritual. So I get up, I roll out of bed, I go and turn on the water in both the sink and the shower because my heater, my water heater is in my kitchen and it takes forever for the hot water. It takes literally 2 to 3 minutes for the water to get to my sink and my shower. And then I go and I get Katie, my dog's medicine, and I give her her medicine and I go back and I shave, brush my teeth, I put in mouthwash, and then I get in the shower with the mouthwash in, and then I shower and do all that, and then I get out and I get dressed, and it literally takes me 15, 20 minutes to get ready. So email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com or go to Google Plus. You can find me Adam Burns or Geeky Gay is the page for this podcast. And let me know what your morning ritual is and whether you're a morning person who gets up and like breathes in the fresh air or whether you rush and hate people and yeah, like me. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.